There's another big event coming up honoring a very philanthropic and beloved couple in town, Mel and Linda Katz. And we have on the line David Oakes from Rotary Club 33. David, are you there?
Hey, I sure am, guys. How are you?
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear from you. Tell us, why are you honoring Mel and Linda Katz? And tell us the where, when, and why, and all that.
So, yeah, the program itself is going to be on September 14th. It will be at our typical San Diego Rotary Thursday lunch program. We should have upwards of 300 people in attendance, and we're just thrilled to have them as a 2017 Mr. and Mrs. San Diego. Incidentally, this is the only the second time in the 65-year history of this award that a husband and wife team have been named for Mr. and Mrs. San Diego, and we're honored. I mean, to say that they embody what we call service above self is an understatement. All of the things that they have done for the community and also success in the business community are just renowned. And it was high time that they were honored at this award.
Yeah. Now, I know Mel was it was about an 18 or 20-year odyssey getting the Central Library relocated and built a new wonderful structure down there by Petco Park. That was one of his main achievements, right?
He had to, he really spearheaded with the Library Foundation Board and the professional team, $195 million in funds raised to put that new central library in place, you know, and now that's been 4 years ago. But for folks who may not remember that, if it wasn't for Mel Katz driving that, we would not have a downtown central library. Mm-hmm. But you brought up a really good point. That's one of a series of philanthropic endeavors that Mel and Linda have done. Mm-hmm. They've advocated for years for things like living wage, minimum wage, earned sick leave measures. They have served as board of members of UC San Diego Foundation, our own San Diego Rotary Foundation, the Civic High School, the charter school, E3 Civic High School, iNews Source. And Linda, I mean, you go on Linda's resume, and it's just, you know, you could go on for an entire program just on her with all the things she's done with Lee San Diego, serving seniors, Rady's Children's Hospital Auxiliary. It just goes on and on. This is truly one of the most deserving couples for this award, and we're just honored to do it.
Now, Rotary Club 33, that's the main club downtown, meets at the Sheraton every Thursday at noon, right? Sheraton Harbor Island, right?
We actually meet at the Liberty Station Conference Center now because we were, to your point, so yes, we're the fourth largest Rotary Club in the world out of about 33,000 clubs, Ooh. About 1.2 million members. We're the fourth largest in the world. And as such, really, we're looking for a place that we could call home every Thursday. Ah. And the good folks here at the Liberty Station Conference Center have given us, in fact, the hall is named the San Diego Rotary Hall.
Wow.
And we get about 200 of us. We've got about 500 members. Just to give you a little flair, we contribute a little over 100,000 volunteer hours every year and about $220,000 in volunteer program services, not only here in San Diego, but around the world through our other Rotary partnerships.
How about that? Fourth largest in the world. Did not know that. So this luncheon honoring Mel and Linda will be at Liberty Station at the Conference Center in the new Rotary Hall, you're saying, right?
That's exactly right. Liberty Station Conference Center, we kick off. Lunch starts at about noon. The program starts at 12:30. And again, that's Thursday, September 14th.
Okay. Now, is it open to the public, and can anyone attend?
So what we do is, if you know somebody in the Rotary Club, we would certainly be happy to have you as a guest. It is not necessarily something you can buy tickets for. And as you can imagine, though, we've got a lot of guests coming to honor Mel and Linda.
Sure.
So if somebody wants to join, it would certainly, and if there is space available, they can go to our website at sandiegorotary.club, sandiegorotary.club. You can certainly inquire with the office if there's space available, and if we have space available, we'd certainly love to entertain it.
All right. And David, your role at Rotary, you've been in the club a long while. Tell us your role.
So I've been in 10 years now. I am what's called the president nominee, which means I will assume the mantle, I guess, at July 1, 2019. But right now, I'm basically the guy parking cars.
Oh, okay.
That's my role. And shame, you move up the ladder a little bit.
And shameless plug, the name of your company, why not?
You're kind. The public relations service, Stalwart Communications, servicing small to mid-sized businesses. I do it on a performance-based model, and that's how I got involved with Rotary. I'd launched a business. I was looking for a way to give back, and Rotary was my home, and I'm just thrilled to be able to do that and thrilled to be able to do things like, you know, be able to talk up fellow Rotarians, Mel and his wife, Linda, mm-hmm. for Mr. and Mrs. San Diego and the stuff that we do. This is where it gets fun.
And this is how many years have you been awarding Mr. San Diego or Mr. and Mrs. San Diego? I guess it's Mr.
Well, the award goes back since 1952. We have had it in our club and have assumed managing the award for the past 45 years.
Huh.
And like I said to you beforehand, this is only the second time in its 60 in the time that it's been around. That we have, in fact, honored a husband and wife.
And
as
who was the first one, Mr. and Mrs. Alonzo Horton, or what?
Oh, you know, I knew you were going to ask me that. Yeah. It was certainly before your and my time.
Rotary trivia, Joe. Yeah.
Well, we'll look that up.
I'll look it up the next time I have it on.
We'll find it out. But anyway, David, thank you so much. Congratulations, Mel and Linda Katz, and thank you for giving us all the information, David Oates, and you have a great day, okay?
Hey, thanks for your interest. You guys take care. Thanks for the time.
Our pleasure.